On a small Greek island, Sophie dreams of a perfect wedding, one which includes her father giving her away. The problem? Sophie doesn't know who he is. Her mother, Donna, the former lead singer of the 1970s pop group Donna and the Dynamos, refuses to talk about the past, so Sophie decides to take matters into her own hands. Sneaking a peek into her mother's old diary, she discovers three possible fathers, Sam, Bill, and Harry. She secretly invites all three to the wedding, convinced that she'll know her father when she sees him. But when they all turn up, it may not be as clear as she thought. Told through the legendary music of ABBA, Mamma Mia has become a worldwide sensation that has audiences everywhere. And I thought this was just a line, sort of a BS line of, oh, they'll have you dancing in the aisles. I saw this in Chicago on the first tour. No, they had people dancing in the aisles. Yeah. And that is awesome. It's running at Capitol Rep in Albany, New York through August 13th. Maggie Mancinelli, Kay Hill, our good friend, directs. And Kara Makua plays Rosie, one of the Dynamos.
Yes.
She's at the Rep, and she welcomes us. She joins us this morning, and we welcome her to the program. Thank you very much for being with
us. Yes, of course. Good morning.
What a delight to have you here.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, you're just have a lot of energy. That's great.
I sure do. I don't know how, because we did that show last night, so it's a little early for me, but here we are.
I know. Usually when we get actors in the morning after a show, they're a little more muted.
Yeah, kind of in a comatose state. Yeah. No, I perked myself up. A little coffee.
That's good. Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
So how long have you been involved in this project and in being a part of the Mamma Mia story?
So I was actually here at the Rep 2 years ago doing Christmas Story, the musical.
Yep.
I played Miss Shields, which was really, really fun, a big tap dancing number. And then last summer, Maggie had approached me about teaching the summer acting intensive at the Rep. So while I was there, she kind of mentioned that they were thinking about doing Mamma Mia, and she said, would you want to be Rosie? We really want you to do Rosie, but we'll only do Mamma Mia if you play Rosie. So I was like, sure. I mean, how could you say no? So I kind of knew last summer that I'd be doing it. So I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. But we didn't start rehearsal until June of this year.
Yeah.
So we had like 3 or 4 weeks of rehearsal, and now we're in performances.
This is a big role. This is, do a lot.
Yeah. I do a lot in the show. So I play Rosie, who's one of the Dynamos, as you mentioned.
Yep.
So there's like the three main girls. There's Donna, of course, who's the main lead, and then her two sidekick best friends, Rosie and Tanya. So I play Rosie, and we are very much involved in the entire show. We do a lot of stuff, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing. We do the big number Dancing Queen, which is probably one of the most popular of all the ABBA songs. So.
A lot of costume changes.
Yes, a lot of costume changes. Oh, my goodness. We're wearing all that spandex. actually, in the first act, we have a really crazy stretch where the three of us, I mean, Donna's doing even more than the two of us are doing, but we have like a scene, then a song, then a scene, then a song, then we run off stage and do a quick change, then we come back in our spandex and do Super Trooper, and then we run back off and change again and do another number. So the first act is like a marathon.
Yeah.
And the same thing kind of happens at the end of Act Two, where we end, with the big ABBA concerts at the end of the show. So
one of the things that surprised me about this show is, and I saw it a number of years ago, but it is that you think that they're now pretty much called jukebox musicals, which I don't know. I think that sells it short. On some of them, it doesn't.
Yeah,
but
some of them it doesn't.
But this one, I mean, has an actual story, has actual heart, and of course, that music is just so darn infectious.
Yes, I mean, it's like one hit after another. I mean, you start with Honey, Honey, and you're like, oh my God, I know that one. Then Mamma Mia comes on, you're like, oh my God, Mamma Mia. Then you have Chiquitita, then Dancing Queen, then Super True. I mean, like, it's literally, you just know every single one. And sometimes you don't remember that was an ABBA hit, and you're like, whoa, they wrote so many good songs. So it is literally one hit after another. People are just singing along to every song in the show.
Now, the whole idea of a girl not knowing who her father is and coming to grips with that seems like it could be a little bit of a downer. But this show is nothing. I mean, there is not a moment in the show where you're not having fun.
No. It does have its mix of like some emotional serious scenes, none of which I do. I do all the funny stuff. But, Donna and Sophie, and it's about the mother-daughter relationship there and any, sort of resentment. And I wouldn't really call it resentment, but feelings that Sophie, the daughter, might have towards her mom, since, you know, she didn't know who the dad was. But, you know, the mom doesn't know either. So there's like some meat in there, I will say. It's not all fluff, but there is some good, like, emotional, some good scene work, I would say. And then over on top of that, with like every other scene, is some sort of crazy funny thing.
And it is, it's just a joy, I would think, when you're up doing the stuff.
Oh, it's so much fun. And the audiences are going crazy. Every night, it's been packed every night. And people have their boas on in the audience, and they're singing along to every song, you know, in the front row.
Do you think they bought the boas, or do you think they just had them from the day?
I mean, I don't know. They might. They look like they're kind of new. I don't think that they're like old.
Which brings up the second question.
Yeah.
Where do you buy a good boa these days?
Well, I mean, a costume store, I guess. Amazon? Amazon, I guess.
Well, that's where you get
anything
at Amazon.
On Amazon. You get
that's true.
A boa. Yeah.
Absolutely. So musical theater has pretty much been your life. You've had some great runs and some great shows.
Yes.
And I think I saw you when you were in the National Company of
White Christmas.
Of White Christmas.
Yes, I was. Yes, it was a blast.
And who starred in that at the time?
It was Lorna Luft.
Oh, that's right.
Playing Martha.
And you were her understudy.
I was her understudy, and I actually got to go on for her, which was really exciting. And we actually became very close on the tour, so I'm proud to call her a friend of mine. But I got to go on for her in Vegas, of all places, at the Smith Center, and it was wild. It was wonderful, though.
Nothing
it was
says
wild.
White Christmas quite like Las
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a really great time. So we finished that, and then I just finished doing a lab of a new musical in New York called Fancy. Again, it's kind of like a jukebox musical, but it's based on the Reba McEntire song, Fancy.
Yeah.
So they kind of took the concept, the story of that song, and wrote a show. And then they're using all different country artists. It was actually really cool. So
that's interesting.
That might be something that's coming or not coming. I have no idea. But it was really fun and a good idea. And there's not really a country jukebox musical.
No. And shows that have started and have played that, Bright Star was a little more
like
bluegrass folk, and Hands on a Hard Body kind of went into the, but it was new music.
Yeah,
it wasn't
yeah.
established music.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was my most recent. Those are my two most recent things that I've done.
You know, when you do a lab like that, mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen?
Oh,
right?
You have no idea. You're just kind of left in the air and try to forget that it even happened, so you don't get your hopes up. But if anyone out there is listening, I'd love to be a part of that again. Okay.
Now, so I saw in your credits, I think, mm-hmm. that you were part of the SpongeBob musical.
I was.
Now, isn't
indeed.
That actually, that's moving on.
Is that is
actually
moving on. They did an out-of-town tryout in Chicago.
Yep.
I wasn't a part of that, but that's okay. I'm not jaded or anything. No, it's fine. So they did an out-of-town tryout in Chicago, and now it's supposed to be landing on Broadway in like November at the Palace. So
okay.
Sunset Boulevard is going out, and then SpongeBob's going in. And it's really cool.
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
I mean, doesn't it? Out with Sunset, in with SpongeBob. I think it's going to have a huge fall. I think it's going to be a huge following. People are going to love it. I really do. Which
because
sounds like madness, but it's actually ingenious.
You were Mrs. Puff.
I was Mrs. Puff. So I got to create a lot of her original. I was the very first Mrs. Puff in all the Broadway workshops. So I got to create kind of like who she was, what she did, and whatnot. So
now, do we know who's playing Mrs. Puff on Broadway?
I do. I believe her name is Abby Smith.
Okay.
And I'm sure she's lovely. I've never met her.
Now, so and I don't mean to bring up pain here, but was that a role you wanted?
Oh yes, it was a huge letdown. But this is something that happens. I mean, I'm definitely not the first and not the last person that this will happen to. You know, a lot of things like this happen where you go into a lab and you are a part of creating the show, especially new works, and then sometimes you just don't get to go with it. And that happens to a lot, like almost all my friends, at least someone, one time that has happened. So.
And when you start from the ground up, there's no guarantee that they're going to stay
there.
Yeah,
you have no idea. It's all about timing and place and who you know and talent and, you know, you never know what exactly they're trying to fit into the puzzle.
And what else is on your radar, right?
Yeah. So I don't have anything lined up after this. My sister is pregnant, so I think I might go home and help
be an aunt.
Be an aunt and be a nanny. So that is also exciting for me.
That's a good job.
Yeah. I have three nephews, and I'm probably going to have a fourth. So, four boys, and they're all under the age of three. So it's
All with the same sister?
No, I have two sisters.
Oh, okay. All right.
So my one sister has a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and then my other sister has like a 6-month-old, but then she got pregnant. So I'm sure she'll be thrilled that I'm talking about this on the radio, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I won't make the obvious Mrs. Puff joke.
Yeah, I know.
But you're having a great time. You're doing the show through the 13th of August. Mm-hmm. You're taking over Albany, and it's great
fantastic.
Theater.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it is selling quickly, so make sure you get your tickets. There are still tickets available. But we're having a blast there at the Rep, doing Mamma Mia, rocking it out every night. So everybody should come down and see it.
Kara Makua plays Rosie, one of the dynamos at the Rep, and it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. You're
too,
a delight.
Oh,
just
thanks,
really
Joe.
Fun to talk to you. Thank you. Mamma Mia runs at the Rep in Albany, New York through August 13th. You can find out more by going to capitalrep.org, capitalrep.org, and you can also see here a link to this interview and find out more information by going to our website, which is wamc.org/roundtable. Again, Kara, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Kara Makua.
Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.